Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Please don't tell me what I'm eating.
I don't know. You tell me what you do.
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
What have I done?
Alrighty. So, how was your weekend?
It was fine.
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear it. I noticed you missed quite a bit last week. You were out quite a bit last week, so I wasn't able to speak to you sooner about it, so I apologize. Now, have you seen your QAs?
No.
Okay. There was one that was sent over for a TH quality on the 8th. You did take a call, and on that call, you did not sound professional at all. You did seem very distracted throughout your call. You kept saying, you kept having the customers repeat themselves. You also failed to follow the refund protocol. The customer, you offered him the 50%, and he's like, no, I want a full refund. You just didn't even move up in that refund protocol for that call. You just didn't refund him. Now, you know TH Quality's protocol is when a customer asks for a refund, the protocol dictates we offer a 50% refund, and if they decline, then we move to a full. And there's no exceptions to that except for if it's already in a chargeback status, which I pulled the account and it was not. Now, because of you not displaying those active listenings and you had to have the customer explain themselves over and over again regarding their concerns, it makes you seem very unprofessional and distracted throughout your calls, not just for TH Quality, but for other campaigns as well. I did pull a monitor from you on Friday, and it was a good brand's call. Excuse me. It had an incorrect disposition. You dispositioned as cancel rebill. The call should have been dispositioned as customer service or even refund full due to the error that was on the account. But you opened, you asked the customer for her zip code, and then she provided it to you, and then you asked her to repeat the zip code again, and then you asked her for her name. You then verified the account. The customer didn't give you a chance to name it. She went on saying she ordered and called previously to cancel out the account, and she got a confirmation email. She wanted it canceled and refunded. You did tell her the account was canceled. However, because it was the same day order when it was canceled, the item never shipped, so you should have refunded those shipping and handling charges because of the notes. You stated that you couldn't understand the customer on this call because your background was making it hard to hear, and then you asked the customer to verify her address again, so there goes that distraction that's hurting you. You said that the customer's phone was going in and out, but I did find out that that was not the case because if the customer's phone was going in and out, I would have had issues hearing the customer on the recording, which that was not the case. You did state that the account was canceled and then you named the products when you got a chance to. The customer said she didn't want either of the products, and then you reiterated the account was already canceled. She asked for you for a cancellation number and you gave it to her. She asked if that was for both. You confirmed. You never notated the account, nor did you refund the shipping and handling for the same day order. What's going on, Brianda?
What? That was on the 8th, Friday?
The first call I talked to you about was on the 8th, which was Monday. The call I just now went over with you was on the 12th, which was Friday. What's going on? Because you're making new agent mistakes.
Friday, y'all? If I would distract, I would distract. No. Hello.
Yeah, I thought you were speaking. I'm sorry. And then the call you just took, I heard ping notifications go off.
No, hold on. If you heard all the notifications, because I told Ms. E, I just got my phone delivered today, less than 15 minutes ago. So I just got a new phone, and I was turning on my new phone.
Okay, I understand that, but ASK protocol is to require your phone to not either be on or silent while you're logged in. I understand you just got it. May I ask why you didn't wait until, say, break or lunch to turn it on if you knew it was going to make noise in your car?
I didn't know. I did not know it was making noise, going to make noise. And I was trying to turn it down. I don't know why.
All right. So this is going to be a coaching and counseling, and due to the severe distraction that you've been encountering at home, your at-home privileges are being revoked. So starting tomorrow, you need to report in-house until further notice for your shifts.
Okay. Well, look, how long this gonna have to be?
Until further notice. I can't give you a time frame, Brianda, because I've literally, since I became your team lead and COVID started, I have literally went through every single step with you just for it to start over with the same problems again. So unfortunately, that's not a time frame I'm able to provide you with. I just don't have it right now.
Okay. I do got a question. I'm not gonna get in trouble for it, cause I took off for today.
Was it
like
accepted?
I thought it was a second. And then it's so crazy because when I called up here, someone told me, "Oh, you just work from 7 to 12, and they have you off for the remaining of the day."
I'm looking at your schedule now.
And that's why I had wrote Nate.
You're scheduled all day.
Exactly. And whoever
I
talked to yesterday, Amanda, that's how I remember her name. Amanda told me, "Oh, you just work from 7 to 11. I was like, huh?
We don't have an Amanda on retention.
I had to call.
Amanda is a customer service.
Yes, and I had called, and that's what she had told me. That's why I even wrote her name down, her name, Amanda.
Right, but Amanda is not retention, and I don't think she has the ability to see retention. So, unfortunately, because you do have access to your schedule, it would be on you on attendance end. If you don't work your shift today, that's not something I can or will be able to approve. If scheduling said it was denied, then you are required to work your shift. If not, you need to call the attendance line.
Okay.
All right, my dear. I have a document disciplinary in the system for a coaching and counseling that reiterates everything we went over today, as well as the fact that you will need to start reporting in-house as of tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Is there anything that I can do to help you, Brianda?
No, you're fine.
You need to put your phone up and turn it off, like turn the sound off. That's another thing that's getting you coming in house, Brianda, because of the unprofessionalism.
Okay. All right.
All right. What can I do to help you, Brianda? Just tell me.
I promise I will do what I can. I'll be in tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay. Ma'am.
Well, thank you for your time, and you have a great day. Do what?
Okay. You said into my time, go to my time, and I have a great day, and I said okay.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow, okay, Brianda?
All right.